Scotty was watching two blocks ahead of them when he saw four men coming around a corner. They looked all right, but something about their walks and their spacing was off. Something seemed to at least suggest caution to the ex-Marine.
Four ahead.
Scotty kept walking toward them, putting a hand inside his pocket. He continued looking past everyone, but could see that one guy in the front looked in his direction and gave a small nod of his head.
It's going down, boys.
Scotty gripped the butt of his pistol. Matthew cocked an ear back.
Jenny, I need you to act like you have a problem with your shoe. Then get closer to the street. We have inbound.
Right. Oh!
Jennifer suddenly stumbled, then stopped and started hopping a little as she tried to grab her high-heeled shoe. She hopped a couple of steps closer to the street, next to a car, and put one hand on it as she slid a finger into the shoe and took it off. Then she took the other shoe off in case she needed to run. Ricky smiled, then pretended to make fun of her as he hopped on his left foot and turned in a counterclockwise circle. Ricky arrived back at his starting point with at least 15 feet to spare before the strangers reached them, coming from the other direction.
No one else, just these four.
Got it. Showtime.
His men performed to perfection. All three of them swung to their left, knives hidden until the last second. Who barely had time to react when Loke's knife, still held by Loke's hand, slammed into his chest. Ricky had grabbed Loke's forearm and overpowered the man, forcing him to do exactly as Ricky wanted.
You won't need this.
Ricky's right hand grabbed Who's knife, then casually yanked Loke's hand off the knife impaled in Who's chest. Time was measured in a partial second before Who's knife was shoved into Loke's eye socket. Ricky wanted to howl in excitement. He opened his left hand and used it to shield the knife striking at him. The knife impaled his hand. The man was surprised just long enough for Ricky to pivot on his left leg and kick out the man's left kneecap. His leg broke at an odd angle from Ricky's kick. The man went down and was staring in shock as Ricky smiled at him, pulling the knife out of his hand, and then threw the knife into the man's neck. That was when they heard the shot and turned to see Scotty aiming at the fourth man who had been going for a weapon when Scotty put one between his eyes.
We need to amscrape, people. Call in a pod group if we can. There's a pickup car somewhere, and we want to be gone. There wasn't any ID on my guy. Check those three and let's go.
Ricky reached out to pull Jennifer to him and started walking away from the fight. Matthew caught up to them.
I've called it in. There's a park four blocks ahead and two to the left. They'll be there in 10 minutes.